Welcome to another episode of the White Maze Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Garvis, and today I'm joined by Kayla.
Heyo.
And we were supposed to be joined by Gary, but I'm not sure what happened to him. So if he pops up in the middle of the show, yeah, we'll add him then. But anyway, so I found out something very important about my desktop from back when I did the Trail Mix Podcast. I found out that when I had Mixcraft on there, it had the option for stereo mix. And in order to use stereo mix, I had to dig down in one of the settings, and it was there. Now, after 3 years of podcasting and having this desktop, I feel like a moron. Because I could have done so much better so much earlier on. But then I still would have lost it all. But I would have had the knowledge. And Kayla's laughing because she says she knew it was there, but she never bothered to fucking tell me, considering she's the co-host on the show, and her reputation is tied to, you know, how well the show does as well.
Not true.
Yeah, you're the co-host. And, you know, if, you know, you don't tell me these things and the show sounds shitty, guess what? Anything I do, you know, has the potential to go, yeah, they weren't that good before. And then anything you try to start, I remember her from that show, so anything that she's in might not be that good either.
True.
Very true.
They don't know who I am, so.
You're on the show every week, except for like once or twice.
Yeah, they only know me as Kayla.
Yeah, but either way. So anyway, so yeah, no, found that setting under my desktop stuff. It was like, oh god damn it, man, I could have done the show way better. So hindsight's 20/20. Now some people may have noticed there wasn't really an episode for like a week. Well, that's because last week we did an episode and I wasn't happy with it, so I didn't post it. And I don't think it's good enough material to go on as a mini-sode either. So that one may just fade to obscurity. But anyway, so I'm still trying to decide, but I think, sorry, playing with the screwdriver. I'm trying to decide when to start putting indie exposure up again. So, Kayla, I'm turning to you. When should I start putting it up?
I'm not directly involved with indie exposure, so it's...
Yeah, guess what? You're in this house, and you help me make decisions all the damn time. Help me! Okay.
Mondays.
Really?
Unless you want to do it Tuesdays?
I may have to.
Fridays are okay, too. Thursdays are also bad.
Now you're just being facetious.
Who?
Oh, god damn it. Anyway, so I'm still working on an update schedule for that. I might go back to the original update schedule. I might not. But anyway, so that said, it is on the comeback. I just got to set an update schedule, and I've got to get... I told Mason he was going to have to update it, but I don't trust him farther than I can throw my house sometimes. I trust him with a lot of things.
Wait, we could throw the house?
No, that's the point. But anyway.
Being as old as it is, I don't think it'll help.
Nah. But anyway, so if I could, you know, if I thought I could, you know, rely on him to, you know, post those, you know, then I'd, you know, I told him it'd be his job, but, you know, it's, you know, I could barely rely on him to be on the podcast. So that goes to show why I'm worried about, you know, entrusting him with, make sure this gets posted on this day. So, nothing against Mason, just he tends to forget that the show is at the same time every week. And Kayla's over there making an ass of herself. Anyway, so, let's see. As of this recording, Halloween is what, 2 days away?
Pretty much. Trick-or-treat's tomorrow, then Halloween.
Well, that's tomorrow. For us, trick-or-treat's tomorrow. Fix your damn glasses. Speaking of glasses, I'll go back to Halloween and stuff here in a minute. Speaking of glasses, Kayla, pretty recently, broke her glasses.
Friday.
That would be last Friday. Because technically this Friday hasn't happened, so when you say Friday, that would mean in the current week.
Yeah, last Friday.
Yeah, you just said Friday, as in the Friday that hasn't happened yet, as in the week that's not yet finished, as in the Friday you broke them was last Friday.
Don't make me fart on you, because I'm gassy.
Anyway, but because she broke...
Hurl the dog at your face.
Don't do that. Dog's like, why? Why would you do that? Why would you threaten such a thing? But anyway, so... Kayla's glasses broke into two pieces because when they fell off her face, the bridge hit the corner of the washer and snapped it into two pieces.
No, the edge of the washer, not the corner. It was in the front. So, it's the edge.
Hey, hon. Washer. This is an edge, also considered a corner.
Well, it's the edge.
You know what I mean.
It is the edge of the washer, not the corner of the washer.
You know what I mean, though.
Yeah. But I know what you mean. They might not know.
I couldn't think of the word edge, okay?
How can you not think of the word edge? It's only three, four letters.
Yeah, corner's the first thing that come to mind because of, you know, a 90-degree angle. Anyway, so she broke her glasses into two pieces. Well, at first, to try and fix them, they used, like, I think my brother-in-law came over and used aluminum tape on it.
No. Your mom and dad came over, kidnapped my glasses, tried to do everything possible for that, like super glue, no glue, Gorilla Glue, everything. They even put duct tape on it, didn't hold it. And then Sandy Ricky got, like, the...
aluminum muffler tape?
Yeah.
Which didn't do it either. Oops. I came home, she had her, like, cheetah print duct tape trying to hold it together, and that wasn't doing it very well.
It's leopard.
Whatever. Spotted cat print. There.
No! Cheetahs are spotted. Leopards have prints.
Anyway. Spotted. So, in order to fix her glasses, I dug out a almost decade-old thing of the stuff called green stuff, which is used for building... 40K models, Warhammer 40K, or Warhammer, or Lord of the Rings, tabletop game, you know, whatever. It's a modeling putty, basically. So I used that, and that has held it together pretty well, but we knew she was going to need glasses, so we actually took one of my days that I went in for jury duty, and I dropped her off at the mall, dealing with the eye doctor, so she got a prescription. Then we went out yesterday and actually got her glasses ordered, so... They should be in sometime next month, within like 10 days or something.
If my calculation is correct,
should be about the 12th or the 13th at the earliest.
Because
I said 12th or 13th because I don't, because post offices, I believe, are open on election day.
Yeah.
But there is the 11th to worry about because that is a holiday.
I totally forgot about the 11th. It could be the 14th.
No, because that still only affects like the 12th or the 13th at the earliest. They did say it could be later because your glasses have a thicker lens. Yeah. And stop doing the motions. Hey. I forgot this thing doesn't work. Son of a bitch. Anyway, so going back.
Now I got a He-Man on my head.
I don't want to know. I really don't want to know.
The He-Man song, you know.
Oh, God, yeah. You know, I've never finished that because I can't stand it.
I can't remember what it is to look it up, but I know you showed me, like, clips of it.
You saw clips of it because someone on the internet was doing a thing about it.
Yeah.
And I knew about it because I'd never made it through it because I hated it.
I don't know. It kind of sounded okay.
Anyway, so...
could be a lot worse.
This brings me back to the thing I diverted from. You know, Halloween is just around the corner, for the most part, as of this recording. So, you know, many of you might have, you know, trick-or-treat tomorrow, depending. I don't know. I don't know how every place...
Well, a lot of people has it tomorrow, some has it tonight, some has it...
Well, I don't... Okay, here's the thing. I don't know when they're having it, okay? So I'm just addressing the whole thing in general, okay?
Okay.
You know, and I want to tell people to have a happy Halloween. Because, God knows, things can go wrong on Halloween and trick-or-treat.
Yeah, like razor blades and apples.
Shut up about that! Please, for the love of God, shut up about that.
Okay, okay, okay.
For those of you that have no idea, there are certain ramifications of her saying that. And they usually come after I've had to lick my gums a lot. So, anyway. She gets a kick out of it. She doesn't know how damaging that is.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you after the show, okay? I'm not gonna say anything during the show. Okay? Anyway, so, yes, with, you know, trick-or-treat and stuff around the corner, just, you know, I'm sure you've all heard it from everybody else, but, you know, be safe, you know, check the candy to make sure that there's no pinholes, you know, if you get an apple, please do check it, you know, you never know what kind of things can turn up, you know, always check the thing, you know, always check, you know, your children's goodie bags, make sure there's nothing in there that, you know, is going to hurt them, you know. Especially if they got, like, peanut allergies, because there are a lot of people that do, like, Reese cups and things like that, where it's, like, it's got peanuts or peanut butter or something in it. You know, so just, you know, the same shit everyone preaches all the damn time. You know, you don't need to... I'm sorry, I heard something weird throughout the house. And
that's the cat.
No, that was the dog, because that's why I looked down, because the dog was originally right here.
No, the dog's in there, but...
No, she's not. Well, we're trying to call the dog because, okay, I'm going to pause the show. Hold up, everybody. All right, sorry about the pause there, folks. I actually heard something weird coming from one of the other rooms, so I've been a little paranoid lately because of some of the stuff that's been going on, so, yeah, I had to make a point to go stop and check it out because... I came home one day and the dog had its flea collar completely cut off. Like, the cord itself was actually cut shorter than it was supposed to be. And, was just laying in the floor by the computer, so I've been a little leery. Kayla doesn't remember, you know, doing anything with it, but at the same time, you know, there's a possibility she could have managed to wrestle it off. Not sure how, but either way, I've been a little leery because of that. And so when I hear... you know, strange noises that sound like a dude coughing somewhere in the house, I'm going to be a little paranoid and pause what I'm doing, and I'm going to go investigate completely armed to the teeth. So, yeah, anyway, so, back to show stuff. I have sent out some more guest invitations to people. And I've been kind of watching to see if I hear anything back as of right now. Haven't heard anything yet. So, eventually I'll have, you know, another guest on the show because, you know, I like having a guest every now and again. But anyway, as a general note, too, the recording of the show may or may not be shifting to a different day. Normally, we do the recordings on, like, Wednesdays, and then I put the show up on Thursday, provided I'm happy with it and I remember to. But the recording itself may be shifting a day ahead to accommodate a couple of other people. For example, like Connor hasn't been able to be on the show recently because I come to find out he's been doing a lot of work on Toybox Monolith with some of the other guys on there, doing some revamps and stuff. I don't know any more beyond that. I'd love to, but I don't know any more than what they've told me. So, or what he's told me, I should say. So, I mean, if you go to toyboxmonolith.com, it just has a little message. I believe it says Erebos sleeps. So, yeah, that's been a thing that eats up his Wednesdays. So, I'm going to try and move it to Tuesday. He said that should work for him. And then maybe I can remind Mason that, yes, the show has shifted days. You need to get on so we can have you on the show on this day. And then Gary, generally, after we get off the show, we're able to talk for a little bit. Then he's got it's his Wednesday raid night on WoW. So, yeah, he has that. I know it's not the same as everybody else, but you know, it's one of those things where it's like, everyone has something they're doing. So, I mean, Gary still manages to make it on the show, don't get me wrong, but it's just, just trying to accommodate, the people that have stuff going on Wednesdays, because, I like having more people than just Kayla on the show. Well, me and Kayla, but still. You're fine. You just kind of sit there and get absorbed into Animal Crossing. And she's moving her 3DS to try and cover the fact that she's playing it right now. Do you want to say something more to the people? Because if you're not going to participate and just play Animal Crossing, I might just start kicking you off the show. So you can go watch TV and play Animal Crossing.
No, I will stay on here.
Okay, well, you need to begin to participate.
Well, you were giving information. I didn't want to interrupt.
Well, you're more than welcome to interrupt, just as long as it's not with something stupid. And you know what I mean. Anyway, so... Now, something else that or at least I've managed to accomplish, is we've got our first review on the website.
Yay!
Yeah, because I got the new... Super Smash Brothers for the 3DS. And I've been playing the absolute shit out of that. I did take a little bit of a break here recently to play some more Animal Crossing. Because, Kayla wanted me to.
My uncle.
Yeah, one of her residents moved away. It was one she wanted to try and keep. I noticed the harder you fight to keep them there, the more likely they are to try and move when you're not paying attention.
Yeah.
So anyway... So, yeah, I've taken a break from it for that, but I'll be... And I also got my new... I still play Pokemon X and Y every now and again, and I got my Deanchi stuff. So, I've got my event Deanchi, or Deancey, however you want to pronounce it. So, now all I gotta do is wait for Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire to come out, so that way I can pick those up and play those. Also, come to find out, they're doing a bundle or a double pack for America because people are going to get both of them anyway. It's the same price as if you bought both of them separate, but I think it comes in like one box and has a download code or something. I didn't read the entirety of it because I'm going to get them both anyway. I'm just going to get Ruby first and play the absolute horseshit out of it. And I'm excited to see everything that comes up with that. Now, that said, going back to what I was stating before, I do have a review up of Super Smash Brothers on the website. So, what I'm going to try and do for the reviews is everyone that participates, I'm going to kind of give them their own little slots. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do about it. Still working that out. But the first review is up. It's of Super Smash Brothers. I really enjoyed it. Gave it, I believe, a 4.5 out of 5. I thought it was that fun of a game. And I haven't played much of the online for it. But some of those people are just, like, they are competitive. And I suck eggs. So, yeah. Anyway, moving on from that, we didn't really see any new movies this week. I thought Interstellar had come out, but I guess it hadn't. I haven't bothered to check and see when that's supposed to come out, or if it's out, or if, you know, I'm just stupid. Probably the latter. Don't ask. But anyway, but no. So we stayed. So we watched actually right before the show, got done watching 2012, the disaster movie about what was supposed to happen on December 21st, 2012. And part of the reason I went back and watched that was because I hadn't seen it in a while, like almost 2 or 3 years. Didn't that thing come out in like 2011?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, I can check that technically. But anyway, so no, I decided to sit down and watch it and kind of, you know. And I ran into a funny problem is my Blu-ray disc has some weird, like, that one has some weird issues where it actually skips parts of the movie. So, it was a bit of a pain in the butt. But anyway, but no, it. As far as I was concerned, it was a good movie for what it was. I'm not sure, Kayla. What did you think of it? To try and get some like vocal input from you.
Okay.
Just okay.
Yeah, great graphics. It could be a little better, but let's see.
Well, what would be the perfect like end of the world movie for you? Like, if the world's going to end, what would be, you know, what would be the perfect tale for you?
I always prefer the zombie apocalypse.
Well, this isn't a zombie apocalypse story. This was, you know, something that, you know, very much could have been a real issue. 2009 when that movie came out.
Hmm.
Yeah. Damn. I thought it was much later than that. Okay, well, I stand corrected. Yeah, no, I really enjoyed it for what it was. And I'm trying to see what kind of a rating it got from somebody else. It got a 5.8 out of 10 on IMDb, so I guess I didn't like it as much, but I thought it was okay enough. I mean, it was okay enough for me to come back and watch it again, don't get me wrong, but it's not something I want to continue to come back to, and it was just an excuse for me to drag out a Blu-ray and watch. There's 100 other Blu-rays, well, not really 100, but there were a bunch of other Blu-rays on the shelf that I could have very easily dug out and watched, and didn't, because I wanted to see 2012 again. Because I hadn't seen it in, like, let's see, I think I made you watch it in, like, 2011.
Yeah.
So, yeah. She was adamant about, like, I'm not going to watch it until December 22nd, 2012. Then I can laugh at it. And I made her watch it before that, so I am a dick. I am a dick when it comes to that. But did you enjoy it the first time you watched it?
No, it made me sweep.
It made you sweep?
Weep, sorry.
You said sweep.
Shut up!
I will not. I'm yelling louder than you. That means my point is more valid. That is not how this works on this show, though. Because I'm the host, my point is more valid.
No, so the co-host is just a second-class citizen.
Now, I did not say that. I just said my opinion is better than yours. I value all opinions equally. Do not let me come off as sounding like a giant dick. Unfix your fucking glasses. Quit tipping. Okay, I'll take them. Now you're just being mean to yourself. Here's your damn glasses. Put them the fuck back on.
They were on. You took them off.
It's because you were letting them slide down to like the end of your nose and they were going to fall off.
No, they're comfortable right there.
That's where I pushed them to. And then you pulled them down to right here. Yeah, see, you're just adjusting them right to where I pulled them to after you said yourself that they were comfortable higher up on the bridge of your nose, right there. Oh, Christ. Yeah, this is what the show has devolved into tonight. Oh, God, I really need, like, that extra person to, like, be here to help and, like, be a way for me to turn around and go, so, what are you doing right now? But, yeah, nope, still no Gary, and we're actually about to wrap, we're about time to wrap up for just two of us. I've noticed when we've got about three or four of us, we can go for about an hour, but...
Unless we go see a movie or something, we're talking about that.
Yeah. Then we might be able to go for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Now, what did we talk about Book of Life? Was that... last week or the week before?
Week before.
Okay, so that was the one that I put up last week because I'd forgot to put it up.
Yeah.
And then last week's is the episode that's never going to air.
Ever.
Because I didn't like it. So I've got to fade it into obscurity, and this will be the new episode 30. So, but anyway, and some of you all may have noticed, if you all go to the website, that there were a couple of changes made, mostly the fact that there's a review. I had to update the podcast listing because I was a month be frickin' hind again, because I got tied up with everything that's been going on recently. And, we added Gary to the cast and crew page.
Yay!
Yeah. Still got to get a decent picture of him, so right now we're using his Demon Fist logo as kind of like a filler.
One of us. Sorry.
That's all right. But anyway, so I think that's going to do it if you're done, too.
I'm pretty much done.
Okay.
You can't think of anything.
I can't think of anything. So, all right. It's time for that closing spiel.
Yay, spiel.
All right, so that's going to do it for this week's episode. Remember, no matter where you found the podcast, be it iTunes or anywhere else for that matter, you can check us out at www.whitemaze.net for all the stuff we've got going on, including Indie Exposure, every past episode of the podcast, and our reviews on things like movies, games, TV, and the such. So, you can find all that there. Also, links to all of our social media sites are on the front page of the website. That's our Twitter, our Facebook, our YouTube, which, you can always check those out and, make sure to, like us on, Facebook and subscribe to us on iTunes and all that other fun, happy stuff, to get every, because if you subscribe to us on iTunes, you can get every episode delivered to you every week, provided I remember to put it the fuck up. Generally it goes up on Thursday, so always check on Thursday. If it's not up, it means I've fucking forgotten. And I apologize.
And you must be physically slapped.
Yeah, but anyway, so that's it, and we will see you all next week.
See ya.
Bye.